ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. So we're going to start text 60, 61, and 62 and 63, the one who has purpose. So I'm going to read myself 60 and 61. Translation. O Vasudeva, you may take back your child and go home. I have no fear for your first child. It is the eighth child of you and Devaki I am concerned with. Because that is the child by whom I am destined to be one. Vasudeva agreed and took his child back home. But because Kamsa had no character and no self-control, Vasudeva knew that he could not rely on Krishna's and Kamsa's word. Now, text 62 and 63. Nanda dhyaye vraja gopa jaschami sam jayosita vrishnayo vasudevadya devaki adhya jadustriya sarve vai devata praja uvajor api bharata jatayo vandu suhrido jecha kamsan anuvrata nanda dhyaye vraja gopa yascham misham cha yosita vrishnayo vasudevadya devaki adya jadustriya sarve vai devata praja uvayor api bharata jatayo bandhu suhrido yeccha kamsang anuvratah. Naja deva shagopa Shovita Sayo Vasudeva Sanjovita Sayo Vasudeva Sanjovita. Yadustriyaham. Matthias, please. Andale jevraje gopa. Vrishnayo Vasudevadya Devakya Jaya Yustriyaha Nandadya Jebra Jai Gopa Jaschami Sancha Yosita Vrishnayo Vasudevadya Evakiadya Jadustriya. So word for words. Nanda Adya. Beginning from Nanda Maharaj. Ye, all Odgwich persons. Vraje, in Vrindavan. Gopa, the Kahar man. Ja, which. Cha, en. Amisham, of all those inhabitants of Vrindavan, Cha, as well as Yosita, the women, Vrishnaya, members of the Vrishni family, Vasudevadya, headed by Vasudeva, Devakiadya, headed by Devaki, Jadustriya, all the women of the Jadu dynasty, Sarve, all of them, by indeed, Devata Praya, were inhabitants of heaven, Uvayo, of both Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, Api, indeed, Bharata, O Maharaj Pariksit, Gyataya, the relatives, Vandu, friends, Suhrida, well-wishers, Ye, all of whom, Cha, En, Kamsanganuvrita, even though apparently followers of Kamsa. Translation is purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, and including his associate, Kahar men, and their wives, were none but denizens of the heavenly planets, O Maharaj Pariksit, best of the descendants of Bharata. And so too were the descendants of the Vrishni dynasty, headed by Vasudeva, and Devaki and the other women of the dynasty of Jadu, the friends, relatives, and well-wishers of both Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, and even those who externally appear to be followers of Kamsa, were all demigods. Please repeat. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, and including his associate, Kahar men, and their wives, were none but denizens of the heavenly planets. O Maharaj Pariksit, best of the descendants of Bharata. And so too were the descendants of the Vrishni dynasty, headed by Vasudeva, and Devaki and the other women of the dynasty of Jadu. The friends, relatives and well-wishers of both Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, and even who externally appear to be followers of Kamsa, were all demigods. Purport. As previously discussed, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, informed Lord Brahma that Lord Krishna will personally descend to mitigate the suffering of the earth. The Lord ordered all the denizens of the heavenly planets to take birth in different families of the Yadu and Vrishni dynasties in Vrindavan. Now, this verse informs us that all the family of, and friends of the Yadu dynasty, the Vrishni dynasty, Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas, descended from the heavenly planets to see the pastimes of the Lord. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4:8, the Lord's pastimes consist of paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam, saving the devotees and killing the demons. To demonstrate these activities, the Lord called for devotees from different parts of the universe. There are many devotees who are elevated to the higher planetary systems. Prapapunya kritan lokam ushitva sasyati samha suchinan shimatangehe yogavrasto vijayate. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into the family of righteous people or into the family of rich aristocracy. Bhagavad Gita 6:41. Some devotees, having failed to complete the process of devotional service, are promoted to the heavenly planets, to which the pious are elevated, and after enjoying there, they may be directly promoted to a place where the Lord's pastimes are going on. When Lord Krishna was to appear, the denizens of the heavenly planets were invited to see the pastimes of the Lord. And thus, it is stated that the members of the Yadu and Vrishni dynasties and the inhabitants of Vrindavan were demigods, or almost as good as demigods. Even those who externally helped the activities of Kamsa belonged to the higher planetary system. The imprisonment and release of Vasudeva and the killing of various demons were all manifestations of the pastimes of the Lord. And because the devotees will be pleased to see the activities personally, they were all invited to take birth as friends and relatives of these families. As confirmed in the prayers of Queen Kunti, Kunti, Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Verse 19, Nato Natya Daro Jata. The Lord was to play the part of demon killer and a friend, son, and brother of his devotees, and thus these devotees were all summoned. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Salakaya Chaksuru Militanjina Tasmaya Sivurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Virvaho Prabhu Riti Namine Si Sivrinata Vivir Patapankaya Dayine Prapadanuya Nama Sivirahayavi Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauribhani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Anchakalpataruvyascha kripasindhuvyascha patitanam panavivyo vasnavivyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gradhara Sivasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So herein, in this verse, Sukadeva Goswami is stating that everybody was demigod, including Nanda Maharaj and Madre Yasoda. And the Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't give too much information about the who is who, but there is just a few, at least one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the third canto, in which is stated that Prayuna, the son of Krishna and Rukmini, was the demigod Kamadeva, or Cupid. And then Samba, the son of Jambavati, was the demigod Kartikeya, the son of Lord Shiva and Parvati. And that Uddhava was one of the Avasus. Uddhava was playing a very interesting, important role in the pastimes of Krishna, he was acting as a minister of Krishna. He was very dear to Krishna. In one occasion, when all the Yadavas and Krishna were in the Sudharma assembly hall in Dwarka, a messenger came. This messenger was carrying the orders, the message of 20,000 kings who were kept prisoner by the Jarasandha in one of the caves. So the message was that these kings were completely surrendered souls for Krishna, and they were begging to Krishna to save them, because Jarasandha, his pastime was he offered these kings in sacrifice to Lord Shiva. So the Yadavas were very eager to go and fight with Jarasandha to save these kings. But at that moment, Narada Muni came to the assembly, to the assembly house, and everybody give respect to Narada Muni. They stand up and they worship him. And when everything was done, Lord Krishna asked to Narada Muni about the welfare of what the Pandavas were doing. So Narada Muni informed Krishna that Lord Yudhisthira was planning to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice, and then he wanted to Lord Krishna to be present there for as a special guest, and also his sanction to perform this sacrifice. But the Yadu dynasty were actually wanted to go to attack Jarasandha. Then Krishna asked Uddhava to give advice, what should do first. Uddhava, he was so intelligent, Krishna knew it. So what Uddhava suggested was that Krishna go and perform the Rajasuya sacrifice, because the sacrifice involved to conquer different parts of the planet Earth and different kings. So in the same way, he also devised a plan that, because Jarasandha only could be killed by either Krishna or by Bhima, she also suggests that they dress in the brahmanas and challenge him. So it happens. The story goes that at the end Bhima killed Jarasandha, and all the kings were saved, and the Rajasuya sacrifice was a successful sacrifice. So as stated in the beginning of the on the first paragraphs of the translation, that Nanda Maharaj, including Mother Yashoda, were demigods. But we know, or we understand, that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they are Nitya Siddhas. They are eternal father and mother of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So these statements appear apparently there are contradictions. So they are demigods or they are Nitya Siddhas? This is the question. So in the scripture sometimes they appear, even in the Acharyas, there appear some apparent contradictions. Srila Jiva Goswami, to solve this contradiction, he refers to one verse from the Vedanta Sutra 2.1.17, in which stated that if two contradictions appear in the scripture, the first statement, he said, the Vedanta Sutra said, should be interpreted, so it doesn't contradict the second statement. So following these rules, he concluded that Drona and Dara, who were the demigods who appeared as Nanda Maharaj and Madre Yashoda, were previously Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda. Because there is some hints about this statement that when Drona and Dara went for us for benedictions to Lord Brahma to descend as the parents of Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna smiled and they give the benediction. But Drona and Dara, they never did any austerities. So Maharaj Pariksit asked this question, how is they so easily become the father and mother? In contrast with Sutapa and Vrishni. Sutapa and, what is his wife? Vrishni, thank you. They undergo to severe austerity for thousands of years in order to become the mother and father of Krishna, or incarnation of Krishna. So they have, at the end, they have Vrishni Varga, the one incarnation. In the second incarnation, they were Kashyapa and Aditi, and they have a Bhamana there. And in this other incarnation, there were Vasudeva and Devaki, that they have Krishna as son. But Drona and Dara, they never did anything. Even they absolutely just attained the blessings of Lord Brahma. But actually, Lord Brahma smiled because there was no need for his blessings. He understood that Drona and Dara were special souls. And they are natural, they will, eternal mother and father of Krishna. But they were demigods. So in Garga Sanhita, Srila Jiva Goswami, to reconcile this contradiction, he said that it must be that Drona and Dara must be first. Previously, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda. So in the Garga Samhita, it appeared one verse in which states that once Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda, they expand themselves and they become demigods, Drona and Dara. So this was the conclusion. And there is so-called contradiction. But what about the gopis? Are the gopis demigods also? According to Srila Rupa Goswami, his Ujjala Nilamani, there are two groups of gopis. One is the Nitya Siddhas, the eternal associates of Krishna, who descend with him in his pastimes. And the other groups are Sadhana Siddhas, that by devotional service, practicing devotional service, they become gopis. And the sadhana siddha even divides in two more groups. Those are the technically called the shruticharis and the rishicharis. The shruticharis refers to the personified Vedas, in which Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur stated that in the previous kalpa, when the Vedas, personified Vedas, so Krishna, they develops attachment to become to be associated with him in the conjugal love. So in this kalpa they become gopis, and the rishi charis, that the word rishi means the sages, is the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. When Lord Ramachandra was in Dandaraka forest, Dandakaranya forest, he came upon these sages. These sages were worshiping Gopal Krishna. So when they saw Lord Ramachandra, immediately understood there was no other than Gopal Krishna. And they have this strong sentiment to become the wife of Lord Ramachandra. So when Lord Ramachandra asking for benediction, they remain silent because they were embarrassed to declare these feelings to Lord Ramachandra because they were in male bodies. So they chant only one mantra in their minds: Yata Sita Tata Sarve. This mantra means, as Sita is, let's all become. So which means they wanted to be the wives of Lord Ramachandra, as Sita is. Lord Ramachandra, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, understood these feelings. And he told them, I only have vowed to accept one Sita. He said, I cannot marry to any of you. But he said, in my next incarnation, at the end of the Parayuga, I will fulfill all desires. So all these sages become also gopis. The gopis, and therefore the gopis, they were not demigods, maybe some of them, but they are called gopikanyakas. Gopikanyakas means the daughters of the demigods. This means their parents were the demigods, but not them. So also, when Krishna descends to this material world, he also explained this purport. He has some reasons, as Lord Srila Prabhupada is stating in the purport, Paritranaya sadhanam vinasaya chaduskritam. That's one of the reasons to Krishna descends. Dharma sansanarpataya sambhavami yuge yuge. To protect the devotees, to kill the demons, to reestablish the principles of religions. This is one of the purposes, but there are other ones also. He descends to perform his pastimes, his lilas, in order to attract the living entities who are suffering in this material world and bring it back to home. He also descends to teach us the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is the most secret of all secrets, as stated, Rajaguhyam. And Rajaguhyam and Rajavidya is the king of education. Therefore, Prabhupada states that this secret, the Bhagavad Gita, can be understood only by devotees, not by the ordinary men. This is the real secret. There is one lady. Her name is Rhonda Varney. She's Australian. She wrote a book called The Secret. And this book, the books come also along with a DVD. And she claims that by applying these principles that she lays out in the book, one can achieve everything we desire, everything we want. This is the secret. And the DVD shows some ancient texts from the medieval times with some torchlights and candles and everything. And there is a lady there who invite us to come to discover the secret of life. It's interesting that she talks about the universal law of attraction, in which if we concentrate in the strong desires, we can achieve anything and we can have anything we want. In the video, he shows some fictitious scenes in which a young lady is contemplating a necklace, very expensive necklace, beyond her situation to get it, to buy it. But because she has this strong desire to have this necklace, and the next scene appears that his boyfriend is garlanding her with this necklace. So there is another scene in which a man, he's sitting in his living room, and he's imagined to drive the car of his dreams. And the next thing is appeared that he comes out from his house, his apartment, and sure that was, this was the brand new BMW parked in his driveway. So this is the the so-called secret that she write in this book. And with, of course, there is a real life statements in the books in which so many successful people, like Oprah Winfrey, they endorse this theory of the law of attraction. That, as you know, she was coming from a very poor family, and she was saying that since a childhood, she was always thinking to be rich and famous. And sure enough, she became like that. So this is the law of attraction explained there. But only by desired things, we understand that things doesn't happen. When she was asked why this law of attraction doesn't work in everybody, the answer was that because everybody stopped too soon. They stopped too soon. They don't have this persistence. But we understand that there is, besides the law of attraction, there is the law of karma. Not just by desire alone we can achieve things, but karma is also playing a very important role. Therefore, not everybody will get what they desire or what they want. But interesting enough, that in spiritual life, this law of attraction works 100%. Because Krishna is called the all-attractive. For example, Srila Prabhupada, when he was in New York at the beginning, he was sitting in a park. And there is one man, his name was Mr. Ruben, I think. And he saw Prabhupada sitting alone, and he went talk to him. And he asked some question to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada answered, "I am never alone," he said. "I am not a poor man," he said. "I have so many temples, so many books, and so many followers, so many devotees, full in the temples." So this was the vision of Prabhupada. This was the law of attraction that was completely fulfilled. Because his desire was one with the desire of Krishna. So when we desire devotional service, when we desire Krishna, this law of attraction works 100%. But we have separate desires, then they may not work. As a Krishna state in Bhagavad Gita, ante kale cha man evan, smaran muttu kale varan, yaprayati samadbhavan, yati nasti atra samsaya. He said that whoever, he said, at the end of his life, quit his body, thinking me alone, at once attained to nature, he said, of this there is no doubt. This is the real law of attraction. If we keep our minds always thinking on Krishna, we keep this vision, this desire becomes so strong, for sure we attain what is desired, that is Krishna. Janjam bapi smaram bhavante yati ante kalivaram tam tam avyakamte yasada bhavava vitaha. He say, whatever state of being one, remember at the time of death, that state will attain without fail. And in the next verse he said, tatma sarvesu kalisu mang anusmara jaducha maji arpita mano budhir mang evasisi asamsaya. He said to Krishna, he said to Arjuna, Krishna said to Arjuna, if, what is the translation? How start the translation? Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me as the form of Krishna and carry out your duties as a fighter, he says. With your mind, with your activities and your mind, with your activities dedicated to me, your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me, he said. Of this there is no doubt. So Krishna Always repeating this, asamsaya, there is no doubt, asamsaya. And Prabhupada, in the purport of these three verses, he makes emphasis on the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He says, by the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, surely we attain Krishna. Also in the Nectar of Devotion, and when it's described the six characteristics of the pure devotional service, it states that only pure devotional service attracts Krishna. So by performing devotional service, and this is only means to attract Krishna, this is confirmed, this law of attraction, because all the living entities are attracted to Krishna. It's explained that as iron is attracted by magnet. But in the present condition, we are like a kind of rusty. And therefore, this force of attraction is not full manifest. Therefore, the process of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said this, you are rusty, he said, and my business is to take all this duty from you, so you can be completely attracted by the Krishnas. So this is secrets. Mamanava mama bhakto majayina mamaskuru. Krishna said, this is the secret, all secrets. The secret is pure loving devotion to Krishna. This is the secret, and this is the real law of attraction. Okay, I will stop there. Thank you so much. If there's any questions... All right. Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Got it?